down on my face.
We've been hearing rumors of a lot of rain coming, and Cliff Mass, professor at the University of Washington, is here to either confirm or deny those rumors. I'm Keith Seinfeld, and it's feeling like a very Novemberish forecast, Cliff. What do you see in your crystal ball? Or I guess it's a crystal computer.
Yeah, well, it's something like that. Today is going to be a cloudy day. There's a few showers floating around, mainly south of Seattle. So not great, but temperatures around 50, but you'll get outside today and you won't get poured on. But we're going to see a progressive increase during the weekend. Saturday is going to be a day that will start out dry, but then a fairly strong front will be moving in. And certainly by lunchtime to 1 p.m., this front is going to be pushing into the interior of western Washington. And we can expect moderate rain, tenths of an inch of rain moving through the region. And in the mountains, there could be more, could be on the order of an inch or so. So that's the first one, but the first in a series of systems.
Okay, because that didn't sound so severe, a tenth of an inch of rain. That doesn't sound like a big deal.
A few tenths probably here in the lowlands, but it's not over yet. Then Sunday, another system approaches. But the interesting thing is much of Sunday is not going to be very wet. The system is not coming in till later in the day. There may be a sprinkle or two and cloudy, but nothing terrible. But it's going to be later in the day around dinner time that this next front, a little stronger front, is going to come in. And that's going to bring another shot of rain. Again, tenths to maybe a half an inch in the lowlands, inches in the mountains, late Sunday afternoon and into Sunday evening. And then the most powerful system comes in on Monday. That's going to be much, much wetter. That's going to be capable of producing a few inches, maybe 1 to 2 inches in the lowlands and on the order of 3, 5, 6 inches perhaps in some areas of the mountains. So that's going to be the wettest period. That's going to be Monday. And there are other systems after that. But the most important thing is after Monday, the stream of moisture, what we call an atmospheric river, will tend to move southward into Oregon, where it will be holding up and where we'll have persistent, very heavy rains in central and southern Oregon Monday, Tuesday, and maybe into Wednesday. So that there's a real flooding threat there. There's one other thing I should mention is that is winds. So if you're up in the San Juans, if you're up in northern Whidbey Island, the winds will be blasting up there first Saturday, then Sunday, and then maybe Monday as well. So there'll be strong winds up in northwest Washington and also very powerful winds along the coast.
You're bringing back memories of past Thanksgivings. It was 10 or 15 years ago that I remember going to the Oregon coast and just getting drenched. It's just that time of year, I guess, when that happens.
Well, we should not forget that the wettest time of the year here in the northwest and western Washington is the last 2 weeks of November. I mean, this is ground zero. If you plot the amount of precipitation on average per day, this is the wettest time of the year. Strangely enough, it starts drying out as we get into December and January.
Well, that's a nice thing to look forward to. You mentioned atmospheric river, and I have to say, every time you've talked about that, I find the idea really fascinating. It's almost like fiction. I have this image of clouds up, high up in the sky getting swept into some cartoonish ribbon. They're forced into this little ribbon, and all the moisture is getting funneled right at us. Is it like a jet stream, sort of?
Well, it's often associated with the jet stream. We have a lot of moisture in the tropics. It's warm there, and those tropical oceans can pump huge amounts of moisture into the atmosphere. And that moisture moves northward, but it doesn't do so uniformly. It tends to move northward in these ribbons of water vapor, high water vapor amounts. So, for instance, in this case, we have a deep trough, an area of low pressure over the eastern Pacific, and the jet stream tends to follow around the boundaries of that trough. And so this trough and the jet stream digs down deep into the subtropics and then north into the northwest. And as it does so, it draws that moisture from the tropics in a relatively narrow ribbon, and it brings it right towards us. Now, that's what we call an atmospheric river. Now, what makes it interesting is not only is there moisture, but there's strong winds and warm temperatures. And when that atmospheric river reaches our mountains, it's forced to rise, and that moisture is just dumped out.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
That's Cliff Mass, atmospheric scientist at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.